Hitchcock County girls are here. They've been waiting. It's like, come on, Rich, get to the program. It's our turn. First of all, Coach Tina, Coach Wagner are here, guys. End of the basketball season. You always hate to have the end of the season. You love the start, but you hate the finish, don't you?
Yeah. No, it's been definitely a bunch of up and downs throughout the season, but overall, it's just a fun year. It's always fun to coach. It's fun to compete. And, these ladies, they've been around, most of them with me and Mr. Wagner for a long time. And, we were really excited to start the year. And, unfortunately, it ended in sub-districts against Cambridge. But, like I said, a lot of memories. And, these guys battled through a lot of stuff. If life was a season, they just went through a whole lifetime of life with injuries and sickness and, people getting concussions and stuff like that. So, we went through the whole gamut and, they all showed up every night. They took their, I will say, suggestions during practice well, and they kind of troopered through stuff. So, we appreciate everything that these guys did. They stuck with us, and we felt like we stuck with them. And like you said, you always want to make it to the state tournament, and that was kind of a goal of ours from when they were in third and fourth grade. But, sometimes things don't materialize, but it was still a fun season and wouldn't have wanted to do it with a better group of girls.
I'll let you introduce the room here a little bit. You got six of them right here.
All right, we got... Which one are you? We got Reagan. I can't tell when they don't have their numbers on. So I got Reagan Hagen here, then Reese Tinas, Asia Homa, Aspen Hazlett, Mad Carl, and Riley Hagen. So we got the six of them.
There's a lot of twins in the RPAC conference.
Yep.
And they're on the girls' side especially. And you're right. I don't know how you tell them apart.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
This year was more with knee braces. I knew which knee braces each of them wore, so that was a little easier to tell them apart. So that was kind of my thing. I looked at their knees when I was yelling at them. So
there you go, because you got the Nelms girls down in Southwest. You got the Schaefer girls in Arapahoe, and I looked at them while I was doing the game last night. I went, besides their number, I can't tell them apart.
Yeah, we do have a lot of twins at Hitchcock County. Yeah. There's quite a few in there, so, yeah.
All right. Pass the microphone down. You get a chance to go for it. Reagan, right?
Yeah.
Very good.
Yep.
Last year for you.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about the year. Fun group to be with, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I definitely am going to miss being with everybody in this basketball team. It was definitely really fun being with everybody. It was hard being out for injury so long, missing out on my favorite sport. But I'm really thankful I got to be back, play with these girls.
Injuries just stink, don't they?
Yeah.
Gee, many Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah. How you feeling now? Are you doing it better?
Yeah, definitely still struggling, but still getting better.
All right.
Yeah.
Very good. You wish you had one more year to do this all over again.
Yeah, that'd be really awesome.
You bet.
But, yeah.
Favorite moment of your career? What's a favorite game that stands out?
My freshman year when we played Medicine Valley, I had a buzzer beater that was really fun and exciting. It was my first one ever. So
was that a game winner or just at the end of the quarter?
It
or
took
half?
Us to overtime, I think.
Cool. So, do you remember that with Coach Tinas a little bit?
A little bit.
I was going to say, you're asking us old guys to remember 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly right. But that's one with standout, correct?
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
So college plans, what are you going to do?
I'm going to go to UNK and go into elementary education.
So another teacher,
mm-hmm.
maybe a coach.
Yes, I would love to be a basketball coach.
Basketball is your game.
Yeah.
Basketball is your
yes.
game.
Uh-huh.
You bet. Fun group. All these other girls, fun bunch to be around, huh?
Yes, very fun. It was awesome getting to play with everybody.
I bet so.
Yeah.
Oh, for one more year, huh? Dang it.
Yeah.
You bet.
Yep.
Thank you very much, Reagan.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Reese Tinas. You and I could stay here for an hours and talk about your story, couldn't we?
Yeah. Yep.
And it's so good to have you back in the basketball court this year, wasn't it?
Yes, it was so much fun. It was hard last year going to a few games and watching them out there, so I'm so happy I got the opportunity to play with these girls for once.
I know in the summertime when you guys are up at Maywood for the camp up there, and that's attempted to officiate up there, but seeing back in the court, that was great to be back in the court again, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I kind of got to love a lot this year playing with these girls, mm-hmm. and playing the sport again, so.
I know what the moms are out there, if they're listening, I'm sure they're crying their eyes out right now. Don't you think? Yeah, because it's a pretty tight group, huh?
Yeah.
No question about it. No question about it. And then the dads, too, behind you. So favorite moment of your, I always like to, like I did with Reagan, favorite moment of your four-year career? Is the game that stand out?
I feel like practice stands out. I feel like we always had fun, even if we're getting yelled at. We were still having fun no matter what, so it would be fun to go after school and hang out with all your friends and do what you love. So
kind of wish you had one more year?
Yeah. Or
some girls, some kids say, no, I'm ready to move on. But most of the time they say, yeah, I'd like to have one more.
Yeah, losing a year, I wish I could have another year and have all 4 years of a sport. So
you bet. College plans for you now?
I'm going to go to McCook and go into nursing.
Very good. Get 2 years, get everything, get some generals, I think, out of the way and stuff like that. And what's the plan after that? Do you know?
Probably go to, actually, I don't know if I'll go to UNK or just do my RN at McCook. So
okay.
Just see what happens.
So kind of nursing for what you've gone through.
Yeah.
You've kind of think, hey, I want to, that really affected you in a good way, and you want to give back now, right?
Yeah, I loved all the nurses at Children's, so I just wanted to do what they did. So, yeah.
And you're looking good and feeling good.
Yep.
That's terrific.
Yep.
That's awesome. Thank you. Are we going to see you on the track and field scene coming up in the sprints, relay, stuff like that?
Hopefully relays and the 200 again.
Very good. That's coming up right around the corner. You ready for it?
I could probably do a little bit more running, but yeah.
Well, that'll come.
I'll be ready.
Coach Rath, next week, or I think maybe next week is, or
yeah,
the week after
spring break.
Exactly right. We'll get going. So nice job. Thank you very much.
Yep.
All right, Asia. Another young lady's 4 years. You played a ton of minutes, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. There's been a lot of basketball, that's for sure.
Is that your sport? You play volleyball, you play basketball, you're in track?
I used to really like volleyball. I would say that was definitely like my favorite, but this year I would say definitely basketball was my favorite sport.
Nothing personal, Coach Spencer. Listen out there, nothing personal. It's just, you know, sometimes you one or the other over there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just really enjoyed like the group that we had in basketball, even though it's like a lot of the similar girls, the dynamic that we had was just very rewarding.
Favorite game moment of your 4 years, what stands out?
I really kind of agree with Reese that practice was definitely like some of like the most fun I've had. Like games, I remember a lot of different times in my games, but like, I don't know, practice really stands out. Having fun with your teammates.
Boy, two out of the three girls have said practice, Coach Sheenis. Would you ever imagine that? Holy cow. But that practice gets you better, doesn't it?
It really does, yeah.
You bet. How about college plans for you? What are you planning on doing?
I'm planning on going to UNL to be a physical therapist.
Very good. Going to the big city, huh?
Yeah, I'm excited.
Has that been the plan all along?
Yeah, mostly.
Awesome.
That's definitely been my plan.
Do you wish you had one more year? Did I ask you that already?
No, I don't. Yeah.
I can't remember.
I do wish that I had another year to get to play with everyone.
And again, a pretty tight bunch. You all get along, don't you?
Yeah. Yes, we do.
You bet.
We do.
Thanks, Asia. Push and a track and field, right?
Yes.
Going to be out there throwing.
Mm-hmm.
Very
mm-hmm.
good. Now, don't you? So you little, your face, facial expressions. Okay, I guess I got to do it.
I mean, I enjoy it. You know, it's just like I've been having like knee issues. So.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Still kind of.
Yeah. Still kind of bugging me.
Yeah.
But it. Yeah. I think it'll be okay.
I think you'll do just great this year.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thanks, Asia. Appreciate it. All right. This young lady's kind of the newbie to the bunch, you know, this year with Aspen moving over.
Yes.
And Hazlitt, of course. Mm-hmm. And seeing you play here, McCook, last year to Hitchcock County this year, you had a fun senior year, didn't you?
Yes. I had a very fun senior year. It was fun to play with my childhood friends again. That was really fun.
Glad you brought that up. Yeah, because you kind of grew up in this area, mom and dad, moved to Iowa.
Yes.
Yeah, and then moved back. So you knew all these girls from childhood years, right?
Mm-hmm. I did.
All right. Favorite game this year in your 1 year with the Falcons?
I just think all of them, like just playing with them, it was really fun.
You didn't say practice, though.
Practice was fun. I did like practice. It's
right.
Fun to joke around a little bit, but still be serious and play the game.
You bet. Love shooting the basketball, good ball handler, and memorable game. Was there a game that stood out this year?
I'd say probably my best game was against Shylin.
Uh-huh.
I had a high point game, but just like assisting and just
everything else too.
Wish you had one more year?
Yes, definitely.
One more year. Basketball is kind of your sport, isn't it?
Yes.
All right, but we are going to see you on the track and field scene, aren't we?
Yes.
Very good, because I know how fast you can run.
Yeah.
So, yes. Yeah. Yes, we need, and I'm sure Reese would like to maybe hand a baton on a 4x1 to you.
Yes.
Or vice versa, or something like that, possibly.
Yes.
You bet. College plans, what are you going to do?
So far, I don't have anything specific, but I know I'm going to college, hopefully to play a sport, hopefully basketball, but still undecided major, too.
All right. There's somebody at Shadron State that you kind of know that maybe would, she's done.
Yes.
Shelby's done. So, but of course, mom and dad went there, so you got to continue the tradition of being a Shadron State.
Possibly, yeah.
Brad, maybe. I'm not trying to make your decisions for you at all.
You're
so
good.
You bet. Well, nice job and a great season, and I'll be seeing you on the track and field scene, okay?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Madison Carlson. I've already had a chance to talk to Madison when she did her signing not too long ago, and now basketball's over. You're pumped up for track, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
I know you are. You bet. But the basketball scene, it was a good season with this bunch, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a really good season, just being able to reflect and look back and enjoy every moment I could with these girls. Just like this year, I thought a lot about us playing when we were younger, how much fun we had, and then now just spending one more year. It's just really sad because it's like you always think you have one more year until you go say one more year and you don't.
Mm-hmm. Now, you and Asia had to, as the bigger post, had to really go against some of those tough big girls from other teams, didn't you?
Yeah, it was really hard, but just trying to like put our butts into them, try move them to where we want them to go and not have them move us.
That is a basketball term, folks. Putting your butt into somebody, that is a basketball term. So we totally get what you're saying, but it was some tough battles along those games, wasn't it?
Yeah, sometimes it got really frustrating and just trying to keep you cool and whatnot, because you just like it, they can make you really angry, but I think we had a lot of fun.
You bet. Best game?
I think my favorite games were our last two home games, just like reflecting, realizing it's gonna be our last times playing on this court, and like just trying to enjoy every moment I could with these girls, playing with them, and it was a lot of fun, and it's sad.
Wish you had one more year, or are you ready to move on?
I think I wish I had just one more year, but also I'm excited for the future as well.
Right. For folks that don't know, you're going to be running going track and field in college coming up.
Yes.
Yeah, you're excited about that.
I am really excited. I can't wait. I've been talking to the coaches, and I think it's going to be really good. Just having to see if how I can do the heptathlon next year with my shoulder injury and whatnot, and if maybe I'll have to wait a year before I do that. Because, like, I've been running and sprinting and stuff, but just full-on sprinting, it just hurts a lot. Mm-hmm. But there's nothing I can do about it. They told me it was a lifetime injury. You can't do surgery. The pain won't necessarily get better. You just have to manage it.
Yeah, when you get our age, then the pain really hurts and you can't do anything. But enjoy it now. You're young and everything, so hopefully you'll get past all this in college.
Yeah.
But we're going to see you in track and field scene in high school. You ready? Jumps, triple, long, some sprints, some relays, maybe two?
Yeah, I think 200 and hopefully 4x1.
Yeah, but the jumps, that's your baby, right?
Yes.
You bet. Can't wait to watch you. Thanks, Madison. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And we get the other Hagen girl over here. Good chance. Yep. You bet. Okay, I got to ask. When you guys are out in public, do you get called your sister a lot and vice versa?
Yes.
All the time, right?
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
It's like, because what's the difference? Is there any differences?
Yes, we definitely, when you get to know us more, you can see the differences. Like, they all know that we look completely different. So, like, I don't know exactly what to say. She has earrings. I don't. That's an easy thing for some people. Yeah, I don't know. Just a lot of people that know us really well know that we look really different.
Well, these girls see all the time,
so they
notice stuff like that. But any other person, average Joe out there is going, oh, I can't tell the difference, you bet.
Yeah.
How'd you like the senior season?
It was really fun. I only got to play in like 4 games, but the ones that I got to play in were amazing, and I was very lucky to get to play with my sister and then my younger sister. That was amazing.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah. We've always looked forward to this season ever since we were tiny, just saying, oh, yeah, we have all these goals for senior year.
Right.
And then it's here, and it's like, wow.
Goes too fast, doesn't it?
It's, yeah.
You bet. College plans. What do you plan on doing?
I'm going to UNK, and I'm going to major in exercise science. I'm deciding between physical therapy or some other path. So.
Okay. Are you going to UNK, too?
Yeah.
So you're both going to UNK.
Yes.
I always got to ask this. So after... Are you ever going to be separated?
Yes, we will. Yes, we will be separated.
And I don't mean that as a mean question, but you know, twins.
Yeah.
We had twins. We had a boy and a girl in our household, and they went opposite directions. So you're just wondering, you know, at one point in your life, you're going to have to be separated.
Yes.
I think.
Yep, we will.
Who knows? Who knows? Coach Dean has said something I have no idea. You bet. Best. Is there a favorite game?
I really enjoyed our first game this season, our Cambridge game.
Uh-huh.
Just getting to play with all of them. Like, we've been practicing together for years, but being in a game, all of us together, except Reagan because she's injured, but it was a really fun game. So
I haven't asked any of the other girls this question. A favorite Coach Tinas, Coach Wagner moment? Practice, bus ride, game. Boy, you should see the faces, like... Okay, we're talking about a Juanita Palisade, Reese's point on a Juanita Palisade game, maybe, possibly, something's going on.
Just, like, collapsed on the ground.
This year?
Yeah.
Okay.
He, like, collapsed because he was like, he's like, you scared me, and then collapsed.
Oh, at home?
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Tell us.
Okay. We played Juanita Palisade at home, and after the game, we were in the locker room, and he came in the locker room and just fell over.
Like, Coach Tinas?
Yes, he just fell over, and we were like, what just happened? What?
Low blood sugar.
Yeah.
Did he actually pass out or just...
No, it was a joke.
It was a joke.
He was just saying it was like, it was crazy. He, yeah.
The end was a little scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. These two guys have been really good coaches, haven't they?
Yes. I love these guys.
No question.
They're great.
About it. You bet.
Yep.
Well, thank you very much for talking to us. Yep. And I think anything in the spring for you coming up or?
Yeah, I'm doing track.
Very good.
I just don't know what yet.
Just are you a sprints or a jumps or a distance or what?
I would love to do sprints, but we'll see what happens.
Exactly right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We got to pass the microphone to Coach Wagner over here because he has been a part of this program forever and ever and ever. This is your final go around too, retiring everything. What a group it was in this year with this bunch.
It is. I told this group, I think it was subs when they were sophomores. After we got beaten subs, I said, we got two more years together. I told them, I said, I'm a sophomore too, because when you guys are done, I'm going to be done.
Uh-huh.
And so that's kind of been the plan from the beginning. But yeah, I've been an assistant with these girls for... I think it's been 7 years now with the Hitchcock County girls basketball program, and Coach Tinas made me a co-head coach this year.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of fun. I've really enjoyed working with this group. You know, had really, really high expectations for them all through high school. Record-wise, we didn't get where we wanted to be, but effort-wise, it was always there. They're very coachable. They listen. I mean, they're just great kids that I really enjoyed working with.
Well, as you found out with the conference this year and what happened last night, district finals, you guys are facing really tough teams night in and night out.
The RPAC tournament and the RPAC conference has some really good basketball teams in them. And the one... You know, a couple of them that got beat last night, you know, Juanita had to travel all the way up to Bloomfield. That's a tough thing to do.
Yeah.
You know, we've been up there by Why Not. We were there a little over a year ago. So, you know, in football. So it's a long ways up there. That's a tough thing to travel all the way up there and be able to play well. And, you know, Elma got a really, really tough draw. Mm-hmm. You know, that you're playing a C2 powerhouse there that's been in the state tournament pretty much every year. Mm-hmm. And been in the finals a lot.
Yeah.
So, you know, they got a tough draw. You know, Cambridge lost to SEM. I guess I don't know a lot about SEM, but that was a tight game all the way through. Yeah. And then you look at what Dundee did, and you look at what Mayhay did, and
Arapaho.
Yeah. I guess Paxton's another one that just got nosed out at the end there. But, you know, there's some really solid basketball teams in this conference, and we played pretty much everybody in the conference at some point or another. Or at least we seem to play all of the top teams in the conference. Some of the ones with lesser records we didn't play, but it's, you know, they played some really tough competition. I think we've got some really good girls basketball in this area this year, and we'll find out next week just exactly how good.
Million dollar question, Coach Wagner, what are you going to do now with your time?
I get that question from a lot of people, and I really don't think it's going to be a problem.
Right.
So, yeah, I've got, you know, I got my little firewood business that I do. I got that. And then I've got, you know, my brother and I own the farm that we grew up on, so I got all kinds of projects around there I want to get done.
Cool.
I got a 1948 Willys Jeep that I tore apart 25 years ago and I haven't really touched since then. That needs to be worked on. I got lots of projects in mind, so I got a lot of things I'm going to be doing.
You're still going to be at some ball games here and there, aren't you?
I will. I told my junior high girls at the end of the junior high season, I said, I will come watch you play.
Yeah.
So, and... yeah, I will. I'll come watch Hitchcock County. Absolutely, I'll be around and
you bet.
I'll be watching games.
You bet you will. Thanks for everything, Coach.
Thank you.
You bet. I want to give one more time to Coach Tinas over here one last time. And Mike, thanks for everything. Been fun, and I know you're once again that's stepping down as well. You never know. Down the line, we'll be doing this again sometime.
Yeah, we'll see about that. If I'm going out, this is a good one to go out on. This is a good group of girls, and you know, like I said, my next oldest boy is going to be a wrestler. So I think you know, I'm going to enjoy the time just being a dad for a little bit and following my own kids around and supporting them, taking them to practices, and just kind of watching them grow up, and then hopefully get the girl through college.
Right.
Landon's teaching, so we're a busy family.
You betcha. Thanks for everything, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Rich. Appreciate it.
Thank you, ladies. We'll see a lot of you in track and field time. Can't wait. Coming up.